A countdown to cutting the ribbon on Monroe Regional Airport's new terminal building had city officials soaring with enthusiasm. The $35 million facility opened its doors as Mayor Jamie Mayo emphasized what the completion of the project means.
This is a defining moment for the city of Monroe, city of West Monroe, Ouachita Parish, and Northeast Louisiana region. And it's also a historic day for our communities.
The opening signifies the move from the original terminal, built in 1964. The new building doubles the size of its predecessor, housing several additions, like a newsstand and gift shop, not seen in the old location. Mayo believes travelers will be surprised by the new facility.
When they get off the plane on those loading bridges, and not on the ground, and they walk through, they're going to think they're in Houston. They're going to think they're in Dallas or in Atlanta, but they're not going to be at any one of those places. They're going to be in Monroe, Louisiana. Thank God for that.
West Monroe Mayor Dave Norris offered his best wishes and a postscript of what airport officials hope to hear.
Congratulations to the work that you've done. You really made a difference for Northeast Louisiana, and I'm going to book a flight just to go somewhere. Thank you for having me.
FAA Regional Manager Kelvin Sloco, in his remarks, rallied community support for the new complex.
I heard Mayor Norris say, go out and buy a ticket, and I'm going to say the same thing. The reason this airport terminal was put here was because I was assured by the mayor and the team that this community loves aviation, and that whenever you have a need, you'll use this system to meet your needs to get to wherever you need to be.
Increasing ticket counter traffic and booking flights will be numbers to watch as people weigh their options on air travel from Monroe. But watching airfare prices will still be something viewed even closer by consumers. Rob Newcomer with Monroe Travel Service says fares out of Monroe generally follow a seasonal trend.
They're very volatile. They go up and down depending on the demand, the season, the capacity of the airlines.
He feels there is at least one way the airport could see an increase in lower fares.
I think fares will probably eventually will go down some if the carriers are able to see the justification to bring in larger aircraft.
Airport manager Cleve Norell contends Monroe is competitive in attracting more regional customers.
Well, you know, our fares have really gotten better over the last couple of years, and we're having more and more people actually come in here from other cities to fly.
He says many flights are already full or overbooked. Discussions over capacity issues have developed on how airlines would accommodate greater demand in Monroe.
A lot of airplanes are leaving here full, some of them overbooked. And so we're talking to the airlines about the possibility of larger airplanes, a 70-seat regional jets, 90-seat regional jets. And that's what we're hoping to get, and that's what we think we'll be having in not too distant future.
A future that's been rejuvenated by a 21st century terminal building connecting Monroe to the world.